Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. In today's video, I'm going to be looking through r/AskReddit and one of the most interesting questions I've seen on there in the past week or so. Guys, if you don't know what AskReddit is, it's a great subreddit where people ask, you know, very interesting questions, and the whole of the internet come together to give the most funny, embarrassing, original answers that they can think of or that have happened to them. So in today's video, I'm going to be looking at the most popular answers to the following question. People have read it in virtual classes. What was the worst, oops, I left my camera or mic on moments? Maybe not quite the same thing, but yesterday a girl fell asleep with her camera on, and she was just lying there, with her eyes closed and mouth open for the rest of the lecture. My brother was in class, and my mother started to scream, "Your room stinks!" Jesus, that one would be very embarrassing, oh my god. One kid screamed the F word loudly when we were starting a test. He probably saw the first question, then just died inside. I'll sum it up. I had wireless headphones with a mic and left to go to the bathroom. Oh my god, that is terrible. I'm a professor running Zoom classes right now. Just the other day, I had a student shout POS in the middle of one of my lectures. I asked him if my lecture on research credibility was really making him that angry, and then heard, "Oh god dang, my mic is on." My sister was in a Zoom lecture for her university course. All were required to turn on cameras for this specific lecture, and some guy obviously forgot and lit a joint on camera to 30 plus other students and his lecturer. Maybe he didn't forget, maybe he was just trying to be cool, you never know. I'm a music professor, and one day I was playing an example for my class that was about a minute and a half long. Afterwards, I realized that I'd never turned on audio sharing. I apologized to the students and laughed, and one of them said, "It's cool, professor. It's fun to sit and watch you vibe to music." A girl I know had her camera and mic on for answering some question. Her dad didn't know that she was attending classes, and he farted out loud. We saw her die on the inside. Oh my god, when embarrassing dads go too far. I was watching Game of Thrones, and it was on a sex scene while in class. But then the teacher gave us a classwork, and she told me to screen share it. But I screen shared the wrong screen. Oh no, I thought mine was bad, but that one tops it. My laptop had just rebooted itself, and I was logging onto Zoom to take an exam. The person who was coordinating the exam through Zoom was talking and explaining practical things. My mic went on, and after a few seconds, I hear my laptop speakers blast, "So you were having sex with three other men while you were in a relationship?" And some more embarrassing yelling to follow. Apparently, I had a tab with YouTube open in Chrome, and the clips started playing automatically when my computer had finished rebooting completely. My guilty pleasure is watching Paternity Court. Oh god, doesn't get much worse than that. I was in a Discord server chatting with friends. Somehow, the Discord conversation started talking about Velociraptor body pillows. Now, I was smart enough not to be in class when the conversation started to unfold. One of my friends, however, was in class and left his mic on. The teacher ended up muting him and talking to him after class. Never did find out about his class's reaction to Velociraptor body pillows. What is a Velociraptor body pillow? I'm going to have to look that up immediately. Like, that sounds incredible. Oh, my god. That is truly terrifying. I never want to see that again. I wish I'd never searched it. Okay, let's move on. I've been told I killed my 11-year-old's social life by yelling, "Enjoy the diarrhea," at her younger sister when I saw she had eaten an entire box of ice cream bars at once. I was in another room and had no idea my voice carried. I was meeting with my project group for the first time when my boyfriend bust through the door holding my cat with the cat butt aimed at me making machine gun noises. I had to keep my mic and video off for like 10 minutes after due to uncontrollable bouts of laughter. We established a ground rule, door closed equals in meeting after that. My husband is a chemistry professor. He was teaching a class via Zoom and overheard a female student say she'd like to punch him in the face. Oh my goodness. Well, I guess they have bad chemistry. Seems like an overreaction to me. I guess it didn't form a strong bond. Now that definitely wasn't organic. Ah, it doesn't matter. Sorry, I had to just read those comments out. They were too good not to. Oh, Jesus. Finally a story I can unfortunately share. I had my teacher ask me a question while I was mid-conversation with someone who told me they could do an Elmo impression. Naturally, I asked for an example. After being called on and BSing an answer, I was so invested in this chick's Elmo impression that I forgot to mute my mic. So I broadcast as someone saying, "My name is Elmo," to the entire class, loudly. I sneezed and a huge booger flew out. They saw. Some of it got on my hand. Some of it got on the camera. Oh my god, that is terrible. Literally anywhere else would probably be just about okay, but on the camera itself, like you can see half your face and half of the booger. Jesus, I'm so sorry that happened. A fifth grade student's mum in the background at full volume said, "Well, you tell that mother effer that the next time I see him, I'm cutting his freaking balls off," as I try desperately to figure out which one is unmuted and mute them. The poor girl was totally unfazed, so she likely hears similar all the time. Everyone else just stared in shock for a couple of seconds until one kid just unmutes and goes, "That's not school appropriate language at all." Another student, different time, had Nana wander through the background completely nude, using a walker, so she's just slowly limping through the frame. Either I'm the only one who noticed, or these 10-year-olds have amazing poker faces, but I have no idea how I would have dealt with the fallout of that if they said anything. I just took to loudly reminding students that anything we can see in the camera counts as part of school and needs to be dressed or seated appropriately in the hopes that families hear. We had a guy in his car, unmutes his mic during a presentation to answer a question, and forgot to mute again. The presentation carries on, and then we abruptly hear him start ordering his lunch from Burger King through the drive-thru. The presentation stops, everyone listens to this poor kid order his whole lunch. Another kid unmutes and says, "Can I get an order of mozza sticks?" About 5 minutes of laughter before the presentation restarted. I was on a virtual classroom while simultaneously messaging a WhatsApp group me and some others in that class were in. Someone made a funny joke when someone was speaking on the group, and the person who was speaking saw the message and started laughing. Yeah, that surely happens all the time, right? I mean, surely on online class, people are in group chats all the time. Probably not supposed to be, but you know, I would, so I don't really blame anyone. Yeah, it would be quite hard to keep a straight face in that situation, that is for sure. My mum was making a chili paste. I commented, "Smells delicious," across the back porch. The teacher stopped the lesson and asked if I would be sharing. Not really sure how that's possible, but smart sharing coming soon, I hope. In another class, a university course, a student left their device with a toddler. The kid somehow unmuted the mic and started babbling happily. It was adorable, but the teacher was annoyed because she had to exit her PowerPoint to mute the kid. Well, yeah, come on, don't be that sort of teacher. You gotta be happy when you see a kid, you know, a young baby on Zoom, that's awesome. I took a live proctored exam on Wednesday, in a room that abuts my horse's run outside. In the middle of the test, my 31-year-old horse let out the longest, loudest flatulence I've heard. 15 seconds plus. Yes, the window was open. No, the proctor couldn't see the window or the horse. For all they know, it was me. The problem with that is you can't exactly say, that was my horse. I mean, who's going to believe you? There are so many stories of people trashing their profs. I can't help but feel kind of sorry for these teachers. I know some might not be super invested, but still, it's COVID for everyone, they're trying. That is a very good point. During a one-on-one, my coworker was screen sharing on Zoom, so we could both see and discuss the changes to a document in real time. After an hour, we decided to take a 10-minute break. I went to the washroom and came back to my computer, seeing he still had his screen share on, and navigated to an NSFW website. I waited until he returned from his break, and I didn't mention anything. Hey, we all make mistakes, and in these trying times, why take away any pleasure or make an interaction uncomfortable? Good on you for not bringing it up. I rate that. Not me, but my nephew. He's using my computer to do his online classes. He told me as they were doing a group meeting, it was around 6 p.m. and the sun was down, one of his classmates sent him a message asking if he sees something moving behind another classmate. My nephew looks at said classmate and could see a man peering through the window. He messages the classmate and she doesn't look behind her, but she calls for her father, who comes running and she starts telling him what's going on. He goes running outside, holding a machete, and starts yelling. It turns out that student had a stalker, and when her dad confronted the stalker, he ran towards the street but was hit by a speeding car. Wow, that went from a 0 to 100 real quick. Jesus. My kindergartner, 6 years old, was in a Google Meet one morning while I was eating a powdered donut. As usual, I made a mess out of myself and stated, "Wow, I have powder all over me. I'm such a mess." My husband then said to me, "Yep, you have powder all over your chesticles. Like testicles, only boobs." Then we heard our son's name. "Good job, you can turn off your mic now." Immediately, I busted up laughing and said, "You said chesticles in front of the whole class." And then we heard our son's name. "Oop, I don't think you turned your mic off. Go ahead and try again." My son was so mad at us and we couldn't stop laughing. It also doesn't help that his teacher doesn't seem like she has much of a sense of humor at all. Well, lesson of that one is, turn your mic off.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And now I want to ask you guys the same question. What is the most funny or embarrassing moment that you've ever had on a Zoom call, online, FaceTime, whatever, where you thought your camera or your microphone were off, but in reality they were on and you had no idea? Comment down below and I will go through the comments. And if, you know, one of your comments is funny or, you know, original or makes me laugh or makes me cry even, I will give that a little heart. So yeah, comment down below and I will get through all of those and heart them all if they're good enough. Yeah, because I want to know. Because honestly, I've not been to you know, online class because my university finished a couple of years ago, so I haven't had the misfortune of, you know, having to do online classes, and I can imagine it's very hard, but also potentially had some very funny moments. Let me know down below, guys, and yeah, I'll look forward to reading them. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AskReddit. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you want more Ask Reddit from me right away, check out this video. I'm not exactly sure what happens in it, but trust me, it's a great one. Some Redditors answer some more interesting questions. It's actually got a very strange thumbnail, so click on that because it will interest you. Trust me on that one. If you're new to my channel, please make sure to subscribe over there and turn on notifications so you never miss one of my daily uploads. With that being said, I will see you tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.